today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast.
All right, guys, I want to ask you, here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Keith Jacobson.
Yeah, Keith Jacobson's with us all this week. I want to ask you guys, what do you do, just in general, when you're not doing something like this, like recording a podcast episode? Like, then what do you do?
Sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
It's sleep, popular. Something, yeah. That's mm-hmm. popular.
Eat.
That's one.
Yeah, eat. I like to eat. Mm-hmm. That's something fun.
And listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio.
That'd that's be what I
one.
Do.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Even do that while you're eating and sleeping.
That's possible. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you can do it. Just don't sleep behind the wheel. Boy, if you're listening to the radio on the go.
No, no.
I will tell you, it made me feel great. Recently, when I was doing my radio program, I got a text message from our friend, Adam Coop. He said, "You make my drive home very special." So it was nice to hear that from Coop.
That is nice.
Yes, that is a very nice message. We're hoping, I have been in contact with Adam Coop, and I'm trying to get him onto the schedule. So
let's hope so, yeah.
We're working through some hardware issues, but we're going to get through that, and we're going to get him on the air as well. So
can't wait.
I'm glad you brought that up, Keith. So we're talking about the fact that we've launched this 24/7 streaming radio station. You can hear it at suburbsradio.com. And as we continue to get better at this, there'll be some hopefully some other ways you can access it as well. But let's just leave it at that for now. But all this week, we've been introducing different DJs or having them introduce themselves who we have on the schedule. And there will be some more. So you're going to hear some different people come on board over the coming weeks and months. And we'll have a chance then probably to revisit this for the podcast and have them introduce themselves then. But don't think this is it. What you're hearing this week is it. Like, this thing is, you know, growing exponentially, right?
And also for those DJs that are featured this week, don't think that your show is a for sure thing, because, I mean, if we get a better submission,
yeah,
then, you know, you are not guaranteed your slot, especially Scott Parks. I just want to point that out. Scott Parks, he gets manic. He thinks he's going to get fired from his slot about 10 times a day. So.
Well, it is a good point because as general manager, of course, Keith, that's, you know, you got to keep these people on their toes, right? You got to instill a sense of fear at all times.
Well, when those Arbitron ratings come in and they're not delivering on that slot, then we may have to take another approach. So, yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ratings week. Yeah. I'm saving my couple of my big surprises for ratings week.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. So this is today's Thursday, so we're going to run down the Thursday radio schedule and meet the DJs who you would normally hear on a Thursday. Now, one thing here, you'll have to help me out here, Keith. Is the first one, is that Patrick again, or is that Carl?
So that would be Carl.
Carl is first.
Yes.
Okay.
So Carl and Bob, they're going to be Carl and Bob are going to be in the afternoons, sort of leading up to Patrick. So
okay, got it. Okay, yeah. So we'll get back to Patrick in a minute here. So let's start here with Carl Anfinson.
Hi, everyone in Rockin' the Suburbs land. My name is Carl Anfinson from the Chicago suburbs, and I'm thrilled to be hosting a show on the new Rockin' the Suburbs radio. Ride with me. I'll keep you off the sonic highways and take you down the side streets of Rockin' Suburbia. The Sonic Side Streets. I'm a middle-aged suburban dad, and I'll be playing my old favorites from my college alternative radio days to new favorites discovered right on the Suburbs podcast. You'll be hearing old power pop to post-punk, Americana to Britpop, dark wave to ska, and the mainstream to the obscure. Right now, I'm going to play a song for you. And this song really taps into my love of radio. It's by Paul Collins, who I consider to be a godfather of power pop music. Back in the mid-70s, he formed a very influential band called The Nerves with Peter Case. Then he went on to form his own band called The Beat. And in 1979, they put out a self-titled record that I consider to be a classic. Paul Collins is still out there making music. In 2008, he put out an album called Ribbons of Gold. This is a song from that record. And again, I think it really captured the youthful joyfulness of listening to the radio. And it's called Hey DJ.
I said, hey DJ. Should sleep, but the music, it sounds so sweet. I wake up morning with my radio on. It's 8 a.m. again, I don't know how. I gotta hurry up, I'll be late.
Okay, so Carl, I want to mention here, Keith, he's another college radio guy. He went to my alma mater, Indiana University, and he worked quite a bit at what was then called WIUS. And he's been a listener to the podcast, and he and I have connected. It's funny, we went to school apparently at the same time, and we're just now, you know, becoming friends, right? You know, funny how the world works, right? But but he apparently was on that radio station, did a lot of work there. So again, we're helping people, you know, connect with their past, I think.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like listening to Carl's show a lot, and loved his description there of the sonic highway, sonic side roads of suburbia.
That's right.
That's very cool. Very cool.
You can find those on Waze, I think. It'll sometimes take you on those other
That's
streets.
Right.
Right. When stuff's backed up on the main.
Where Carl's located, he needs to use Waze for sure. So, yes.
That's right. Okay. So what time is Carl's show?
So, so this is what I was saying earlier. So we're still working it out, but we've got Carl and Bob that'll be sort of the lead in on Thursday afternoons for Patrick. So it's either going to be, you know, 3 to 4 or 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Still working that out.
Yep.
Negotiations happening there. Okay.
Correct. We're figuring out the right schedule for that. So.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's hear from Bob Peterson.
This is Bob Peterson, host of Midlife Crisis, my weekly radio program on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. It's nostalgic, but contemporary. It revels in the past, but embraces the present. It might be thematic, it should be eclectic, and hopefully it's therapeutic. Here's a song about radio from The Blasters, Border Radio.
Okay, great to hear from Bob. Bob, I don't know how much he wants us to share. Let's just say this. His day job is something like really, really important, and it's just amazing to me that he even wants to spend time with us and any of this foolishness, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got to say, I love that song by the Blasters, Border Radio. Definitely captures the essence, spirit, and excitement of discovering stuff on the radio. But yes, Bob is far too respectable a person in the real world to be hanging around with us. But we love it. We love it. And I love what he said, too, that it's therapeutic. And I totally feel that way. I think that's a great, great choice of words for what the experience of this radio station is, both DJing and listening.
I don't know how Bob finds time from being a secret agent to record his show, but yeah, I liked in the last episode he talked about this was a song that he listened to with his cross country team when he was in school, and yes,
He's a great American. Okay,
yeah, he is.
Now, so you got those two. You got your Carl and Bob. And then it's another edition of Red Hot and Brew, right? On Thursdays, 5 to 7.
Yeah, that's my slot. I wanted to get in there with a couple of shows to really, you know, kind of establish, you know, as Bill Mulligan said, let's try to keep it a little less out of control than what Patrick does those 2 hours twice a week. But I will say this, Jim. As we record this program, tomorrow will actually be a quasi-holiday in the United States. I think some of us will enjoy a day off from work.
Yep.
It's President's Day. And recently, I had my show on Monday, and it was Valentine's Day. And often, you know, the Monday holiday bill will give you that Monday holiday. So sometimes my show on Monday will be a little more structured and thematic. I'm planning to do as much as I possibly can on presidents. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know if I could make 2 hours. I certainly don't know if anyone would want to listen to that. But maybe the first hour can be thematic. And on Thursdays, I tend to be a little more freewheeling and just sort of pull from the stacks and spin some vinyl for everyone. I've had a lot of fun hooking up, solving the technical challenge to hook up my turntable and CD player and be able to go back and forth between those.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
I did like the other week, Patrick. I think you visited CD Cellar earlier in the day and had some fresh vinyl. Well, not fresh, but fresh used vinyl that you were putting on. I think it was a Quincy Jones record. Yeah, they put on, and all the pops and everything on there from it. But that's fun. I think it's great. So, yeah.
It's nice to get that tactile pop on there. And hopefully I don't, leave too much space before the record actually starts. Still hitting that groove is taking me a little practice.
This will be an opportunity for me to address, or for us to address real quickly here, some of the technical stuff on the listener end, right? Which is that when you're listening to Otto, the DJ, you'll get on your web browser, you'll get title of the song and the artist will display. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then oftentimes the correct album art, but not always. But because Otto sometimes, you know, he has a drink. But anyway, so you'll see all that. And then when DJs are doing live shows, for the most part, you'll see that as well. When DJs do pre-recorded shows, unfortunately, the technology does not exist for that to happen. But don't fret about it too much. Just, you know, the DJs are there to help guide you and talk you through it all and, you know, hold your hand a little bit. So that's the whole, you know, that's part of what they do for you. So that's all good.
Just think about when we listened to radio in the 70s and 80s, we didn't have metadata with the artist and the title and the album artwork. So it's a little bit of a retro vibe there. So
that's totally it. And that leads me right here. So Patrick enjoys this unique setup he has with the turntable and the CD player. And it's the same kind of deal. Even though he's live, you won't necessarily see all of that, you know, visually, but you're going to hear, he's going to talk about it. And oftentimes, you know, that's even better because you get to hear his, you know, reason for playing it or what he likes about that song or a little bit more detail about the song anyway. So just go with it, people, you know, just
embrace, you know, the mystery. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Now, where are we here on the schedule? Let's see. We have this is Thursday after Patrick signs out. You still have two more shows, right?
Yeah.
Two more DJs.
This Thursday night has been a ratings blockbuster. I just want to say that. Yeah. So it's huge. So
it's like back when like NBC had Cheers.
That's it.
And Seinfeld and all that stuff on the same Thursday night, right?
It was Must See Thursday. I think it was Must See Thursdays. This is Must Hear Thursdays.
So. Must Hear Thursdays.
Boom. Yes. There you go. That's exactly it. Okay, because then next up, after Patrick, you get Nick Scalera.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Nick Scalera here to introduce you to my Rockin' the Suburbs radio show, which airs every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. The name of my show is Anything Could Happen, which you might know if you've heard me on the podcast, is a reference to a song by The Clean, a classic Flying Nun band. So you can expect to be hearing a good amount of New Zealand music, old and new, no surprises there, but also music from other topics I've discussed on the podcast, Galaxy 500, The Chameleons, Love, a whole variety of really great music of the jangly indie pop variety, plus some psych, some punk, all kinds of great things. That's what's great about Rockin' the Suburbs radio, people. We are making it up as we go along, and truly anything could happen. So once again, hope to see you Thursday nights on the internet dial, Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. for Anything Could Happen. And now, my favorite song with radio in the title is none other than the classic by Rush, The Spirit of the Radio.
So, Nick, a good friend of the pod for a long time, and somebody we've really gotten to know well. And what I like about listening to Nick's show is, like, yes, you get that Nick sensibility, which I think Absolutely. We all find very endearing.
I will say that Nick also is another one that sounds really professional, just like I said earlier in the week about Mike Snyder. And I'm not, by pointing them out, I'm not saying the other jocks don't sound great. They do. So, but Nick actually, not only does he focus on some of the music from New Zealand, but Nick actually pulls in listeners from New Zealand. So we actually had listeners from New Zealand tuning into his show.
He's big down under.
Yeah. He is, yeah, and his, you know, he's got exquisite taste that super appeals to my sensibility, you know, for one thing, but also he really, I think, is great at even though he's, you know, saying he makes it up as goes along. I love the segues he comes up with between songs, you know, one song that'll follow the other. It's really enjoyable to hear on Nick's show on the big Thursday night must hear radio night.
So let me just say, Keith, I mean, this is amazing what you've done here, because if you only had Carl, Bob, Patrick, and Nick, like, that would be more than enough, right? Like, you'd drift off into a drunken haze, a happy person after all of that, right? But there's more after that. Then you can listen to Eric Didrikson's show.
Hey, everybody, it's Eric Didrikson, the host of Continuous Hit Music, which airs on Thursday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. I'm trying to bring you the latest and greatest in Janglin' Fuzz, playing new singles, tracks from upcoming releases, obscure classics, and anything else that catches my ear that I think that more people need to hear. Anyway, tune in, enjoy, and this is X-Hex with Radio On.
Okay, now Eric is another one of these youngish people who can stay up past 9. So that's why you have him in that time slot, I think.
Yes, and Eric brings a certain energy to the show that, like, when he comes into his breaks, I mean, it's called continuous hit music, and when Eric is in there for his breaks, he is continuously hitting the listener, I think. Like, he just has he has some excitement going there. I really love Eric's show, so.
It's killer. It really is. It's fantastic. And one thing I'll tell folks is that not only can you follow Suburbs Radio at Suburbs Radio on Twitter, Eric has started a Twitter account for his radio show. So you can actually go to @ContinuousHits, follow him there, and you'll see, his playlist. You'll get reminders of when he's coming on, talk a little bit about the stuff he's playing, and it's great. It's really, really a cool idea. And
all right. So yeah, killer lineup on Thursday for sure.
Yeah, great stuff.
Now tomorrow, being Friday here on the podcast, and the podcast 5 days a week, so we're going to actually take you through the Friday radio lineup plus the weekend.
Woo.
Right? So 3 whole days we're going to get through tomorrow here, and you're going to hear from those DJs, all right? Keith, tell people again where they can hear the radio webcast and also follow on social media.
Jim, they can tune their internet dials to suburbsradio.com. That's the easiest way to listen. And then you can follow us on the socials. We're at Suburbs Radio on Twitter. We're at on Facebook. Just search for Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. And if you want to email us, actually, I haven't mentioned this yet, but you can email radio@suburbspod.com. So if you have suggestions for us, feel free to reach out that way. So,
or yeah, that'd be great.
As always, you can also open up the window and yell out the window, and we will receive your feedback that way too.
That's so. Right.
No flaming arrows, though. It's dangerous for our broadcasting equipment. So
great point. Great point, Keith. Yeah. Yeah. That would be good safety tip from Keith.
I will tell you that I may not hear the yelling, but Shadow will, and then he'll alert me. All right, so yes,
what is it, boy?
It does work. That's right.
Somebody's on the radio.
Believe me, that dog hears things that no other beast could perceive. But anyway, where are we now? Okay, one other thing I want to mention here too. I hope I'm not overstepping things here, Keith. But I mentioned before we will be adding some more DJs as we go. And, if there's anybody out there who'd like to get involved in that respect, you can also email radio@suburbspod.com, and Keith can, respond to that. And, maybe you can do your own show, too.
For sure, Jim. We have focused first on launch to sort of a lot of the community members around the podcast, of course. And so that's where our focus has been. But at some point, we may end up adding some additional DJs into the lineup. So
yeah, so if that's something that interests anyone out there, just let us know. All right,
and I want to point out too, if you're interested in it, I mean, it's really, while it is work, it is really not work, because if you're a fan of music, and I assume if you're listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast that you're a fan of music, or you've misturned your podcast dial, but it really is just listening to music essentially for a couple hours a week, and talking about it a little bit. But really, again, it's not tough work. The software that we use is very user friendly. After a little bit, you could sometimes sometimes there could be a user error, including myself. This morning I must have on my Sunday show, which we'll talk about tomorrow, but I must have hit something wrong, and all of a sudden a song was at a much slower pace than it's supposed to be. So errors do happen, but it really is a lot of fun. It's very easy to do. So again, as Jim said, you feel free to reach out, and we can try to see how we can have you help out with the station. So
yeah, absolutely.
I also want to say too that because of the labor shortage right now in the United States and all of that, right, we are offering a sign-on bonus that is 50% of the annual salary. So you have that, to look forward to as well.
We want to thank the government for the PPP loans on that, and for helping us with that. So,
helped a lot. Helped a lot.
Okay, let's get out of here. Tomorrow we have a lot of DJ messages to get to. So With that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Keith Jacobson.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition.